OPC to prepare the required report. This bill does not identify a funding source. Thank you.
Goes to suspense. Next is Mr. Chesbrough's items, AB 2196, Renewable Energy Resources.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Gil Topidi with the California Municipal Utilities Association, representing 40 publicly owned utilities, and out of those 46 have these out-of-state biomethane agreements. Seemingly has an opposed unless amended position, because while AB 2196 does lift the CEC suspension, the bill does so prospectively and retroactively. The current cost reflected in the analysis is only half the story, and it is the retroactive features of the bill that Seemingly opposes that will cost the most, since it upends the Energy Commission's own suspension rules that were previously in place and replaces them with language that effectively renders millions of dollars in biomethane agreements as no longer being eligible for what's called Bucket 1 treatment that were otherwise eligible prior to the suspension. Seemingly has offered amendments to fully grandfather agreements signed in good faith and under the existing rules between April of last year and the end of March of this year. They allow 15 agreements as the source of power for certified and pre-certified in-state RPS generation. Not doing so will cost our customers, that include the state and other local agencies, millions of dollars in increased electric rates, since these six POUs will have to go out and shop for new RPS eligible resources that may count toward the bucket one. Just a final note, three of the six members in question have been ranked in the top 10 public utilities with solar power from the Solar Electric Power Association's 2011 solar rankings. Most of these POUs currently have a diversified portfolio of resources that include wind, solar, geothermal, and biomethane. All are eligible under the state's current RPS law. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Next, please.
Madam Chair, members, Hugh Bauer, on behalf of both Pasadena Water and Power and Burbank Water and Power, we also oppose unless amended, and we urge the adoption of amendments as articulated by CMUA. It's a very important issue for us. Both Burbank and Pasadena entered into contracts in the summer of 2011. Burbank for approximately $110 million in biomethane contracts, Pasadena $122 million in contracts. Entered into those contracts in good faith following the passage of SB 1X2 in April of 2011. And again, we urge the adoption of the amendments. The consideration of the Category 1, also known as Bucket 1, is of utmost import to us. So with that, ask your consideration. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other testimony on the bill? Finance, do you have a comment?
No position on this, Madam Chair, but we do note the CEC estimates its cost to implement the bill would be minor and absorbable. Thank you.
And that item goes to suspense. I will move on to AB 2338, Mr. Chesbrough's Employment First Policy.
What do you think? This is a great bill, and I think the analysis pretty well does my testimony pretty well for me here. Yes, there is going to be some one-time cost for language translation, and that's a very good idea because it's all about the ADA. It's not just a good idea, it's the law. And second of all, you're going to raise revenue. I think the cost will be outweighed by the revenue that would come in from people who are working. I can't tell you that as a commission that I sit on, there are over 35% of disabled folks who can't get a job. Uh-huh. And some people don't call them productive members of society. Well, this would make them productive members of society. It would raise revenue for the state, and it might even close the budget shortfall. So California's disability rights, we're in strong support.
Thank you, Mr. Hicks. All right. Any other testimony? Seeing none. Finance, do you have a comment?
No position on this, Madam Chair, but we do note the bill could result in minor increased costs for regional centers to provide additional information to consumers and to collect and report consumer data to the DDS. DDS would incur minor and absorbable costs when information is requested from regional centers on current or planned activities related to Employment First policy. Thank you.
Very good. That item goes to suspense, and we have AB 2390 by Mr. Chesbrough, Electric Program Investment Charge. Any testimony for or against? Seeing none. Finance?
No position on this. We do note Energy Commission has indicated that the Forestry Biomass Incentive Program, as specified, would require approximately 300,000 and two positions to develop and administer, and that the cost cannot be absorbed. Thank you.
That goes to suspense. And next we have AB 2249 by Ms. Buchanan, Solar Water Heating and Efficiency. Any testimony for or against? Seeing none. Finance?
AB 2249 Madam Chair, Finance is neutral on this bill because its apparent intent is to expand eligibility for the CSI thermal program and assist in reducing greenhouse gas emissions. By expanding program eligibility, the goal is to gain more participation in the CSI thermal program. Of the $280 million originally allocated for this program, approximately $250 million remain available. Thank you.
All righty, it goes to suspense. Next is Mr. Berryhill's item, AB 2282 on disability access. And Mr. Hicks.
My last item, you lucky y'all. Okay, here we go. Now, we're opposed to this measure. This is not a good bill, and we kind of like to take the staff comment here, right here. It said that the state CDCA has indicated provisions of this bill will result in workload that is not absorbable and could result in one-time additional cost of $100,000. We agree with that. And the state CDC would be required to suspend existing workload to accommodate this request for review, analysis, and recommendations to the legislator. We agree with that. So here we go. I'll oppose for the following reasons. The role of the CDCA, it is getting late, is already being reformed and expanded by SB 1186. Many of the study issues addressed by this legislation are already part and parcel of 1186. The CCDA should not be asked to analyze complex legal issues such as standing to sue and pleading requirements that are open to substantial litigation in both federal and state courts. And point number four, because the CCDA has chronically underfunded, adding another layer of responsibilities onto the commission, trying to right itself with new leadership is unwise. We don't see why this is necessary.
All righty. Thank you, Mr. Hicks. Any other testimony? Seeing none, Finance.
No position on this matter, Madam Chair, but we do note that based on the bill's provisions, estimated cost could be between $60,000 to $70,000 general fund for consulting services to conduct research and develop recommendations to report to the legislature. Thank you.
All righty. And that item goes to suspense, and we're on to Mr. Williams, AB 2339, Geothermal Technologies. Any testimony for or against? Seeing none, Finance.
Madam Chair, Finance is opposed to the bill for the following reasons. The bill is unnecessary. The Commission conducted an assessment of barriers to increase use of ground source heat pumps in California in 2011. The assessment outlined these barriers, and the Commission has the ability to evaluate policies to overcome these barriers under existing law. Secondly, the bill would impose unfunded, unabsorbable costs upon the Air Board to contract out for a study for which the bill does not provide an appropriation or other expenditure authority. Thank you.
Thank you. That goes to suspense. Next is Ms. Conway's item, AB 2362 on school attendance. Any testimony for or against? Seeing none. Finance.
No thoughts on this, Madam Chair. Thank you.
All righty. Goes to suspense. Ms. Hayashi, AB 2478, student residency for veterans. Any testimony for or against? Seeing none. Finance.
Madam Chair, no file on this.
All righty. That goes to suspense. Members, there are some bills that are still open on call. Members stepped out or were absent. Are these in? Okay, we're going to go in file order, same order as the file.
All right.
Not author order, not bill order. AB 53 by Mr. Solario. It's a due pass as amended. The vote is 4-0. Chair was aye. Vice chair not voting. Call the absent members, please.
Walters.
No.
Walters, no. Alquist. Alquist, aye. Steinberg?
5-1, that bill is out. AB 1454 by Mr. Solario, it's a due pass. Kehoe, aye. Walters, no. It's 4-2. Call the absent members, please.
Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Steinberg?
And that's what? 4-2. Mr. Solario, AB 2084. Do pass. Kehoe, aye. Walters, aye. 5-0. Call the absent members.
Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Steinberg?
6-0. AB 1846, Gordon, do pass. Kehoe, aye. Walters, no. 3-2. Call the absent members.
Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Steinberg?
4-2, that bill is out. AB 2062, and who's this?
Davis,
okay, AB 2062. And it is Kehoe aye, Walters aye, 5-0. Call the absent members.
Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Steinberg?
6-0, that bill is out. Mr. Davis has AB 2393, Kehoe aye, Walters aye, 5-0. Call the absent members.
Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Steinberg?
6-0, that bill is out. AB 819 by Mr. Wykowski, as amended. Kehoe aye, Walters no, 3-2. Call the absent members.
Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Steinberg?
4-2, that bill is out. AB 1657, Wykowski, do pass as amended. Kehoe aye, Walters no, 3-2. Call the absent members.
Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Steinberg?
4-2, that bill is out. AB 907, Ma. Kehoe aye, Walters aye, 5-0. Call the absent members.
Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Steinberg?
6-0, that bill's out. AB 2200, Ma. Kehoe aye, Walters aye, 5-0. Call the absent members.
Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Steinberg?
6-0, that bill is out. Fong, AB 970. Kehoe aye, Walters aye, 5-0. Call the absent members. Oh, beg your pardon. Kehoe aye, Walters not voting, 5-0. Call the absent members. B. Walters.
Walters?
Yeah.
Walters, no. Steinberg?
5-1, that bill is out. AB 1447 by Fuhrer. Kehoe aye, Walters not voting, call the absent members. It's 4-1.
Walters?
No.
Walters, no.
Did you see it? That's all right. You can double check.
Okay.
Next is AB 1625 by Mr. Allen. Kehoe aye, Walters not voting. It's 4-1. Call the absent members.
Walters? Walters, no.
Now it's 4-2. Bill is out. AB 1672 by Ms. Torres. Kehoe aye, Walters not voting. 5-0. Call the absent members.
Walters?
Yeah.
Walters, no.
5-1, the bill is out. AB 1699 by Torres, amended. Kehoe aye, Walters not voting. The vote is 4-1.
Walters?
Yeah.
Walters, no.
4-2, that bill is out. Mr. Fletcher has AB 1572, do pass. Kehoe aye, Walters not voting, 5-0. Do pass with amendments? Oh, yes, there's technicals or something. And so it's 5-0. Call the absent members.
Walters?
Aye.
Walters, aye.
6-0. That bill is out. AB, right? Okay. AB 1733, Logue. Kehoe aye, Walters aye, 5-0. Call the absent members.
Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Steinberg?
6-0. That bill is out. AB 2118 by Ms. Butler. Kehoe aye, Walters aye, and the vote is 4-0. Call the absent members.
Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Steinberg?
6-0. That bill is out. Mr. Hall has 2184. Kehoe aye, Walters aye, 5-0. Call the absent members.
Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Steinberg?
6-0. That bill is out. AB 2663 by Mr. Furutani. Kehoe aye, Walters aye, 6-0. 5-0. The chief consultant is getting tired. 5-0. Call the absent members.
Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Steinberg?
6-0 now. And members, thank you so much for hanging in there. Next week will be
7:54. I said 7:55.
It is now. It is now. Next week we'll have a shorter file.
Thank you.